your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green grass tumble.
This ought to be a lot of fun. Everyone all set? cocked, locked. Your dial set correctly, too. USAPrepares.com. Hey, we're broadcasting live 2 hours. Genesis Communications Network from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Genesis, the world's largest alternative radio network. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota, and today with us, back with us, for 2 full hours, as he is every Thursday, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. You know him as the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. He wrote the first 6 episodes of the X-Files, and I'll tell you what, he has started a renewed interest in the X-Files. He really has, because I can't tell you how many of our class tell me that they listen and watch and pay attention to Dr. Richard Allen Miller and watch the X-Files. Welcome back, Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
That's good morning. Tough act to follow. My goodness. Makes me blush.
Hey, Rick, I want to tell you, seriously, I get emails and looking forward to Dr. They call you Ram on these emails. Looking forward to Ram coming back, and where's Ram? And Ram's my favorite, and even though I don't know exactly everything he's saying. and Rick, that's the way... That's the way it was when I first met you on the telephone. You said to me that if you're getting half of what I'm saying, you're doing really well. And I said, I'm running as fast as I can, and I'm getting about half of it. And the more contact time we have with Dr. Richard Allen Miller, the clearer it is as to what he is saying. It really is true. So I know the class is really delighted to have you back, Rick. You came back from you were on a 6,000-mile round trip from the West Coast to the East Coast and back. Tell us, what were you up to?
We went back. They flew me back to do several workshops in Chattanooga and Atlanta. And then I walked some farms with several individual farmers, and then also got a chance to meet a bunch of children and talk to them about new concepts in agriculture. It was really interesting. I like working with children. There's a need for educational reform, and I don't think any of us are going to change enough to save this planet or ourselves, and it's going to be with the children, starting with their food and what food choices they decide to make, and we need to get them young enough that they get it, and once that's happened, maybe there will be some paradigms, changes in agriculture and our relationship to our environment. I don't know.
Rick,
I know that's a heavy thing. I talk about indigenous, the concept of survival, the way basic tribes like Aborigines or American Indians relate to their environment. It was Chief Sealth of Seattle that once said, how can man own the land he lives on? How can he own the air he breathes? We're just here for a moment. We're like caretakers. And so the idea of ownership of land, the idea of selling air, that's nuts. And yet that is where we find ourselves today. And as a result, of course, nothing is really real because of these defined is greed and corporations having the same rights as an individual, where they are attempting to control our every moment's existence, control fantasies. I don't have answers, but what I have seen is that the children are receptive and willing and wanting to make these changes, even though their parents may, including myself, are ill in terms of what we think are good foods and why we would choose to eat one thing over another. It's we got to start somewhere, and so I figured it would be with the children that were 4 years old, ones that had not yet been, I don't know, culturally programmed, but, you know.
Rick, you know, you mentioned the ownership of the land and the ownership of the air. I was reading an article months ago, and it was about a car dealership in Salt Lake City, Utah. And the owner of the dealership was contacted by the city and was threatened with fines because what he had done was he diverted the water that landed on the roof of his dealership building into a cistern underground on his property in his parking lot, where he used that water to wash the cars in his on his parking lot at the dealership. Makes perfect sense to me, recycling the water instead of letting it run off and, you know, pulling water out of the ground to wash cars, or using the city water, the potable water, if you will, for washing cars. He used the water from his collection from his roof. Well, city was all over him and told him that it was not his water. It was their water, and he needed water shares in order to use that water, and he could buy them from the city. I called him up, and I said, hey, why don't we talk about this? This absolutely makes me crazy. And he said, no, it's okay, it's okay. And I said, what do you mean it's okay? And he said, well, look, we worked it out. And I said, what'd you work out? He said, well, the city is going to allow me to use their water that I collect in my cistern from my roof. And I said, their water? It's their water? Isn't it your property? He said, yeah. Don't you pay taxes for it? Yeah. Didn't you buy it? Yeah. So it's their water? Well, they're going to let me use it. And I said, well, why don't we go on the radio and expose them? He goes, no, it's okay. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. He backed down. This guy backed down. And he's going to agree to use the city's water that lands on his roof that he collects to wash his cars. I don't know why he didn't find it.
Yeah, I know. I got it. In Medford, Oregon, here, there was an individual that collected water off his roof to irrigate his garden. And they put him in jail. He's in jail right now. The statement is, what falls from the Lord belongs to the state of Oregon. The city of Medford is somehow connected to the state of Oregon, and the state of Oregon is connected to the United States. And I don't think it goes beyond North America. But, you know, the whole idea of putting cement down on the ground to cause water to flow and travel differently for what we call riparian water rights, that kind of thing. You know, the U.S. Forest Service has a law that's called riparian water rights, and the way it's a moratorium or a forbidden zone where you can't do anything 200 feet from a river. Now, how they arrived at that arbitrary length of measurement was two Douglas fir trees dropped one to the next. That's in the Blue Pages. It actually says that. It was the lengths of two Douglas fir trees. You know, the whole concept of rights and so on has to do in that regard with logging and taking from the soil something that still belongs there, a forest. Is not a tree plantation. And when you log it, a forest down, ERCOT is the way they call it out here, you know, to put a new plantation in, you know, that was shown with spotted owl move meat that Paul Newman made. I mean, he showed the difference between a forest and a plantation. They're absolutely completely different. And really, our topsoils come from forests, some grasslands, but over a much, much longer period of time. Most forests, what they're about is creating topsoil. It's just the way people look at things monetarily. That's what I think is, like our food choices, that's going to be another paradigm that's going to need to be revisioned.
Well, Rick,
it's silence. I don't know what to think about it all. I'm at wit's end. I'm trying to do my part toward the educational reform and with food choices. I'm going to do that with children. I've got a small group of children in Chattanooga growing wildflowers for a larger group of homeless in Chattanooga now, and it's with non-GMO products. It's wildflower salads. They're paying it forward, and it's almost as if the children are becoming our caretakers and teaching us to remember what we had forgotten.
Rick, how old are these children that you're working with?
4 years old, five. They're young, very young. And then they have a mentoring project where rather the children these kinds of concepts. What we do is have master gardeners acting as facilitators. That would be where they'll put the garden in and the little kids learn how to do it. And now the ones that are in third grade will mentor the first graders in showing them what they've learned and what they don't want to do and why. It turns out that kind of educational process is superior to our current forms of instruction where we leave no child behind. Some children learn differently than others, and they all learn from their elders in terms of a hierarchy of respect. And if you start with grade school kids teaching each other. You know, when a kid is bad in first grade, what they normally do when they send the child to the principal's office is that they have a third grader who escort that first grader to the office. That's what we're talking about, mentorship.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We're going to talk more about food production and children and how they are our best hope. We'll be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
It's great to be back with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And I know our class is glad to hear you, Rick. Rick, we were talking about four-year-olds and children. It seems to me that children are, and I hate to use this word because the president uses it, and he has corrupted the word hope. But children are, in the old definition, our best hope and our best choice and our best plan to pull out of this, because if you're talking about four-year-olds, Rick, they haven't lived long enough to be corrupted and programmed by the system to learn how to lie and cheat and steal and misrepresent and abuse everything around them.
Yeah, that's part of it. The maturing process of becoming 7 years old from being four, where you have almost complete innocence. What I'm finding in the innocence that I'm encountering with these kids is that once you give them permission to allow them to do something at all, they just, they're all over it. It's just wonderful to see that energetic enthusiasm. That's the word I'd use. That's something from Aleister Crowley. That idea of being inflamed. That's what a child is. And it is approaching the concepts we find with indigenous, where their relationship is one of joy. The internal landscape is to look at the land differently than as a resource and look at it as something that you have to coexist with. And then how do you do it in a manner that it allows both of you to survive? You know, cooperation, that's a good word. That's what I think the human genome is in our genes. That element is what the Bible would have suggested makes us special or God's favored, was that we have in our genes the ability ability to assimilate and cooperate. The cooperation element is this idea that we have Homo Neanderthal in our Homo sapiens sapien genetics, and that we are able to take any number of different kinds of gene structures and somehow assimilate them into becoming human. And the child is at the very best previously, hasn't been programmed, and is completely receptive to the universe. And it's that place of consciousness that allows us to become great. That is really why I wouldn't use the word hope either, by the way, because hope, metaphorically, it comes out of Greek mythology as the last evil in Pandora's box. It was supposedly a gift from the gods, and really, hope would presume that something is going to divinely intervene, and really, it's going to be a lot of hard work, not a gift. It's something we have to go out and earn. That's why I make a distinction between rights and responsibility and this concept of indigenous relationships to your environment.
Rick, I was on the air with Dr. Norm Shula yesterday, and he interrupted, or he took a couple hours off to be on the air on Genesis. From his Native American training series that he and Chief Cloudpiler of the Nemenha Congregation of Tribes were holding. They're training people on how to become a Native American medicine man and woman. And that was a, you know, week-long event. And so that's what they were working on yesterday. And you know, they feel exactly that way. One of the things that they say early in the discussion of their philosophy is first, do no harm. And they mean it. Do no harm. Don't wreck it, whatever it is. Don't wreck it. And whether it be health or the environment, and if we could just learn from the Native Americans, wow. Wouldn't that be something? Because if you look at what our government does, they wreck with reckless abandon. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This could be sliding.
What are today's hot
last year?
God, you're
take my
when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Richard Allen Miller's with us. Hey, Rick, did you know that countries that have, the subway, submarine sandwich stores, countries that have more of them have more fat people than countries that don't have them?
I know that our diet choices are turning us into Walmart shoppers. I mean, that's what I see happening.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what I'm saying is, and I think, Rick, if you put the pieces together, those countries that have more disposable funds will go to places like Subway, and I think that's just—it's not just Subway that makes people overweight. I think it's the fact that we have a higher standard of living, and we do less work, and we're less energetic. And we drink more fluoride, and you put all that together, and there you have it. You become
your human body is having difficulty coping with it, and next thing you know, you've got cancer. That's right. The human body is, probably one of the finest machines ever built. It has cold fusion. Everything you eat becomes you until at some point it can no longer cope. And that's when it breaks down. And that is, in my opinion, having to do with our food choices. Right now, I'm losing weight by being mindful of how many calories I eat. I'm trying to keep it at 1,200 calories a day. That seems very low. Most people's diets are at least 3,000 to 4,000 calories every day. There is no way you can lose weight eating like that, no matter how active you are. That's what our primary problem is. It's a conglomerate of lifestyles and choices. And really, it's time for a lifestyle change, you know, to rethink why we do what we do, including disposable incomes.
Rick, when you say 12,000 calories, can you describe what that means?
Yeah, I have breakfast, lunch, and dinner in my refrigerator, top shelf, middle shelf, and bottom shelf. And I get to eat one thing from each of those shelves each day. And I start with oatmeal and fruit in the morning. At lunch, I have, you know, they say to eat like a king in your breakfast, eat like a prince at lunch, and eat like a pauper at dinner. And that's probably a good place to start, where you start your day and your needs from the energy that you put into the fuel at that moment. If you're working from last night, I mean, that's going to be sitting there and turning into fat. And so if you are more mindful of what you eat and when, predicated on your body's needs, now you're in better tune with how the body works as, let's say, a wood-burning coal heater or something. You know, you put coal in and they get the work out. And so if you're doing that late at night, how does that work?
So, Rick, you have oatmeal and fruit for breakfast. That's exactly what I have, except I have a cup of coffee in one of these black USA Preparers .com GCN coffee mugs. I have that. And so let's talk about what would be a good lunch.
A lunch is a good place to work is with some blood sugar, maybe some fruit. And a fruit salad or some greens and a low amount of carbs, let's say with vegetables. Steam some vegetables with rice, something like that. I eat my protein usually at noon. So I, you know, yesterday morning I had barbecued up some chicken breasts, thighs on sale. And so what I did is I put a thigh between a sandwich and had that as my lunch. It was a, you know, piece of chicken, no condiments on it, and toasted bread. And the bread I'm using now, I'm very careful about that. Even now, I'm starting to think about how to eliminate grains from my diet. I think in this new article I wrote on mind control, they're attacking us with our gut, and that is literally what's happening. And so that's my message right now, is that we are no longer what we eat, but whom we feed. And our food choices with sugars and things like that will determine which bacteria, you know, dominate in your gut and on your body. You know, with rosacea and all the rest of these skin things that we have, that's actually a reflection of our diets.
Rick, eliminating grains is tough.
It's the whole part of it. Good luck finding any kinds of grains out there that might have not been contaminated with GMO. I look for amaranth. I do rice probably more than I will wheat or oats. But, you know, like oatmeal is oats. There it is. And soybean and some of the other things like that now, it's a nightmare. What they're doing with transgenic soybean is using that as a delivery system for inoculating our children with viruses, you know, the virus protection or whatever like that. Basically, what I see is they're putting these chemicals that are actually growing are pharmaceuticals in sunflower seeds. And so the big sunflowers that are growing, what they're doing that for is to get, let's say, amoxicillin out of the plant. And the bottom line is, if that gets into our food chain, which it is, now it that's our ability to respond to that is minimalized, and I'm seeing this happening in everything. They passed laws in Europe, Germany, where it was illegal to grow any kind of GMO corn. So what happened next? It escaped, and now it's part of their food chain, even though they passed a law against it. So, you know, it's so invasive. The food pyramid itself is not even about nutrition. And they are, you know, most Americans, especially in Missouri, eat bread in every meal.
Yes.
That's right out of the gate. That is wrong, wrong, wrong. And there's so many articles on the Internet now, from the Health Ranger on down, running it out, chapter and verse. There it is. And so wheat, the staff of life, is now a primary weapon used by military. How's that one feel? And, you know, they're attacking specific bacteria in your gut. I just wrote an article that has identified T. gondii, a bacteria. I call it a little mind bender. It will actually change your personality. And what they're doing now is altering a gene in wheat to actually activate that normally inert bacterial parasite. And everybody's got it. Pretty much, if you've been around cats, you've got it. And it's inert until you eat certain kinds of foods, which then activate it and allow it to take over. And so, of course, it would make sense. That would be the first application of something like that would be military.
Rick, I asked Dr. Shealy in person and on the air about the difference between those who live in the country and those who live in the city. And could he spot someone who lives in the country versus someone who lives in the city at, let's say, 35 years of age or older, meaning from a distance? You know, what I was getting at is I had a doctor who was in his 80s when I lived in Virginia, and I could swear that this doctor, whose office was down at the end of his... He owned the building, so it wasn't as if he was part of someone else's practice, a hospital practice. He had his own practice. And I believe that as I walked down the hallway, the 30 feet or whatever it might have been, from the waiting room to his office, he looked at me, and he'd look at all his patients, and he could see the general health by their gait, their walk, their posture, their color, you know, whether they looked down, up, whether they were alert. I believe he could do that and get a general sense of health. And I asked Dr. Shealy if he could tell from a distance if a person was a city dweller or a country dweller, if you will. And the answer is yes. In a lot of cases, it is yes, because of the complexion, color, and body mass, if you will. So what I'm thinking about, Rick, is how this relates to laziness, which I see it's pervasive. The lack of energy, the lack of enthusiasm, the lack of drive, the lack of starting a project, the lack of initiation, it's everywhere. And we're falling down because of it, at least in my opinion, I think we are. And I wonder, as I listen to you talk about food and wheat and soy and Monsanto, and then I add to that what I'm thinking about in the back of my mind with fluoride, these are all weapons of our own self-destruction.
Well, there's a lot of disinformation out there. That's true. The public isn't given full disclosure. For example, with wheat, while we all of us know now a little bit about gluten and gluten intolerance, and so now the big term is gluten-free, I remember a time when it was illegal to put all natural. That means that there wasn't anything in that mix that was unnatural, like dyes or modified GMO. But that's all changed as each century does, and where we're at today is that the labels that are on there to protect the public are meaningless in many, many ways. neurotransmitter called galantamorphine. Now, that is a morphine-like chemical in wheat that when you eat wheat, it makes you feel satisfied. And you want more because you have that feeling of satisfaction. That's why you like to eat pastries with lots of sugar. It is releasing galantamorphine, which goes across the blood-brain barrier and lets you feel like you're satisfied and you want more.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller, RichardAllenMiller.com, RichardAllenMiller.com. We're talking about what's happening to us, the system, what it's doing to us, the lies, the deception. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Stiction. It's the cholesterol of your diesel engine that clogs the arteries of your injectors, causing hard starts, bucking and chugging, and potential injector failure.
I used Hot Shot one time, drove to Alabama, 700 miles from where I live. I'll tell you what, it fixed the problem.
9 out of 10 failed injectors can be rejuvenated with Hot Shot's Secret Stiction Eliminator. One $52 bottle could save you the cost of an expensive injector replacement. Deep discount today only. For today only, purchase Hotshot Secret Stiction Eliminator online at $26.99. That's 50% off the retail price and includes free shipping. This price is only available online at hotshotsecret.com. Offer expires at noon today Pacific time. Visit hotshotsecret.com and click the microphone to grab your 50% discount and free shipping. This is a one-day promotion and will not be offered tomorrow or next week.
Hotshot Secret, powered by science.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope. Optimize health with K48 Plus.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rick, I'd like to share something with you. When I was learning about business formally in school, I was taught that taxation is used to shape behavior. So, for example, if the government decided that they didn't want us to do something, they would tax it. So, or if they did want us to do something, they would give us incentives. So, for example, back in the Jimmy Carter years, if you wanted to install solar power or solar electrical generation devices or energy saving devices, you could save money on your taxes through taxing policies. And if the government wanted to extinguish certain behaviors, they would tax them. Well, the IRS has now become an enforcement arm of the government, a threatening arm of the government, a pressuring arm of the government. And there's a gentleman by the name of Larry Connors. He is a personality on KMOV in St. Louis, Missouri. And he interviewed the president on air, and he asked him some tough questions. He asked him about Obamacare, and he asked him about, hey, what's this about, and I'm paraphrasing, this, what's this about, you know, you going on vacation, you spending all this money while the country's going down the drain. Well, all the smiles that the White House staffers had at the beginning of the interview all went to, the smiles went away. And the next thing that this guy knows is he is the target of IRS assistance. So they're coming down on him. The IRS is coming down on him. And so I called his office yesterday to day before to see if I could get an interview with him and put him on the air with me and talk about it. And I got a message back. He's not doing interviews. They silenced him. So we now have... not only misinformation, but anyone who's trying to get information out is being muzzled by the powers that be and by the government. Rick, are you hearing other stories like this? Or
Oh, yeah. Even myself in some minor ways. You know, they're called distractions, but in fact, they're weapons of destruction. You know, they take the energy out of us to want to continue doing some sort of, you know, in the great book of magic, it was called the spell of invisibility, low profile. And that is the problem with media and the concept of an idea being a virus. It is ideas, concepts are actually can be seen as a type of viral infection, and something they even say that now on the internet, it's gone viral. That has to do with memes and the concept of the way we classify a lot of very interesting people doing work in that area too. By the way, it's called cybernetic anthropology. It's a way of being and the way you set up a city. And if, with the slums over here and the shopping center there, sets up a group consciousness that makes a uniqueness of the difference between, let's say, New York City and Chicago. They're quite different, and you get a different feel. And that's part of what I'm trying to discuss about being indigenous and the way we respond and relate to our environment. The way we set it up determines how that environment's going to respond back. And the government is doing the same thing. They are setting up types of memes or concepts, tax incentives so that you keep it as farmland as opposed to residential, that kind of thing. Why? Well, a type of control, larger bodies of people.
Yeah, larger bodies of people put us all together, round us up, and we're all in one location so they can control us. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. We're going to come back on the other side of this top of the hour news and a commercial break. And I'm going to play for you a little clip when we get back, and I'll show you what we are doing. And I have a challenge to Missouri lawmakers, and actually I'd like it to be a challenge to all lawmakers, and I'd like to share it with everyone you know. We'll be right back. I'll tell you what it is.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste? By far. Best results? By far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker. Built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.